Hello, this is Bob Case with the audio blog of Case in Point. Today's audio blog is entitled Christian Journalists and the Tall Grass. Several years ago, Kathy and I went to a Christmas party at a friend's apartment in New York City. The party was for Christian journalists and media types in the Big Apple. During the evening, I was in a conversation with a friend at the party, and he said something to the effect that, isn't it true that WJI is known to have Republican Party leanings? Now, the comment was innocent, and the context was evangelical engagement in cultural affairs. We were talking about the National Association of Evangelicals and its call to civic responsibility, which we agreed was a fine statement of core values. My friend's comment about WJI and the Republican Party was made with the implication that the Institute's presumed conservative views were a negative factor in Christian journalism circles, and that being associated with WJI entailed baggage that many Christian journalists didn't want to carry. As I thought about our conversation and that particular sentiment expressed, I thought it was misled, since the Institute has no political litmus tests for speakers, teachers, or students for that matter. Yes, we do have a corporate connection to World Magazine, a conservative magazine of news and opinion, and we do have a rather forthright statement of Christian faith, the Nicene Creed, and I do have conservative political convictions. However, the Institute is not a worldview academy, nor is it a school of opinion or advocacy journalism. Rather, we attempt to teach basic journalism practices in the pursuit of investigative, accurate, and verifiable stories that are prized in the mainstream, supposedly nonpartisan press. As I thought about our conversation more, I began to think that something needed to be said about the intellectual atmosphere that gives credence to a statement that would mark a purposefully Christian institution like the World Journalism Institute as something to be shunned, or at least associated with privately in the Christian journalism community. Let me explain. The Institute has been holding courses since 1999, and we were working on it a year before that. Since 1999, we have had numerous Christian journalists who work in major mainstream media newsrooms decline to speak to our students, or if they did participate, they wanted their presence to be private, unlisted on our website. Now, the reason given for this attitude is always professional, the risk of being associated with either a Christian journalism organization or the risk involved in being associated with the World Journalism Institute in particular. I have remarked elsewhere of my early heavy-handed and sharp language concerning the intersection of Christianity and the calling of journalism, so I bear some blame for the skittishness of some journalists about WJI. However, those words are years in the past, and I have learned a bunch about the culture and the practice of American journalism since then. But even if I had not learned anything, the hesitancy of so many journalists who are Christian and who have been placed in commanding newsrooms in this country is hard to appreciate. I have yet to be told by a Christian journalist in a major market newsroom that they are ashamed to be associated with a particular newsroom because it is staffed by anti-Christian columnists, editors, publishers, and journalists. Survey after survey shows that major metropolitan and national newsrooms are dominated by a left-leaning, anti-religious bias. The bias may be uncoordinated, but as Aaron Radolfsky, no evangelical, argued over 20 years ago, the egalitarian anti-religious bias is pervasive in national media newsrooms. Indeed, at wonderful parties like I attended, those Christians who labor in such anti-Christian workplaces are extolled and congratulated and embraced, even as they hunker down in the tall grass when it comes to publicly identifying themselves as Christian journalists in their workplace. I was once told by a well-known journalist that it wasn't Jesus that ashamed her, but my interpretation of Jesus that ashamed her. Well, that's fair, but I haven't seen her name associated with any purposefully Christian journalistic organization or event for years. To also be fair, some of these Christian journalists at the elite media have been told to stay away from Christian organizations for fear of being labeled biased by the left-wing community. And I have seen the nasty harassment that can happen to Christian journalists in national media.